Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. Recently, I was privileged to teach the London church staff on 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. This is the second of some podcasts going over some details of that lesson because I found it particularly helpful to me, and I'd like to share some of the things that I learned about motives, methods, and memories. It's an amazing chapter. If you've not yet read it, I'd recommend that you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. We're talking about motives at the moment. Motives that, according to Paul, that he had as pure motives, not impure. In verse 3, the appeal we make does not spring from error or impure motives, nor are we trying to trick you. Well, he may not be trying to trick them, but I do think that motives themselves are quite tricky. Tricky to work out what our own motives are. For a long time, I think I lived with the principle that since I do not know my own heart very well, that I should not be too concerned about my motives, that if my motives were wrong, God would reveal them. Of course, God does reveal false motives and impure motives, but that may not be the best way to approach the issue. I think now I have a modified position. Whilst it's not good to have any sense of paranoia about our motives, and that paralyzes us from action, and it is difficult to be objective about our motives. Paul says himself in 1 Corinthians 4, verse 4, that his conscience is clear, but that does not make him innocent. However, I believe I and all people of faith must take responsibility, personal responsibility for our motives, and examine them. Otherwise, the way we live and the way we treat others will be compromised, will not be right. And we're talking in this chapter about the right motives leading to the right methods and then leading to good memories. And I hope that the memory, as I look back on the memories of my life and the way I conducted myself and the impact I had upon others will be pleasant. They'll be good memories. But they won't be if my methods are wrong, and they will be strongly influenced by my motives. So what do we see here in Paul? Well, to start with, what we see about his motives is that the reason for him being in Thessalonica, the reason for him even writing this letter to the Thessalonians, is that he believes he has been living out a calling from God. In other words, this isn't his own and personal selfish ambition. His calling leads him to have better, purer motives. On the contrary, verse 4, he says, we speak as men approved by God to be entrusted with the gospel. We are not trying to please men, but God who tests our hearts. God is our witness, he says in verse 5. We're not looking for praise from men, nor from you, nor from anyone else. And what does he use as evidence? Well, he reminds them of the challenges they have faced in verse 2. They had previously suffered and been insulted in Philippi, and indeed they were also in trouble in Thessalonica itself, as the Thessalonians knew. If you'd like to do a bit of background reading, have a look at Acts chapter 16 for those incidents that he's referring to. Paul is playing upon his own example here. He's calling attention to his courage in preaching the gospel to the Thessalonians. He wants the church now to reflect on his character and his actions. His mistreatment was scandalous. It was humiliating. Public stripping, beating without a hearing. Again, look for the background in Acts 16. And yet, Paul and his companions were very daring. And that kind of daring shows that these are people who are completely at home in themselves with what they are doing. All their actions, their feelings, their attitudes, their beliefs, and so on, are in line with their inner spirit, with what's inside. There's a match-up between the inside and the outside. And therefore, when they tell, when they preach, when they bring the gospel, there is a confidence. And indeed, they are compelling. And so should our preaching and sharing of our faith be. It should be compelling, but it will only be compelling if it is truly coming from inside. How do we get that? We get that by being sure that we're living out a calling from God. Next time we'll go on to examine a little bit more about this calling that we see laid out here by Paul. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org and my Twitter feed is mccx. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.